Cape Cod has inspired artists for centuries with its pristine beaches, alluring.
It doesn't have to have a nautical theme to be Cape Cod art.
Whenever she comes out, there's a threatening animal on the street. I have everyone else having such a good time in the door.
That's Greta Ribb, a.k.a. Codeine Schoolboy. She makes industrial music by recording the sounds of the machines where she makes quahog rakes. Music is just one of her many projects. She also makes collages from old books, sets up elaborate multimedia installations, and is a florist who makes bridal bouquets. But she says it's important for her to express the dark as much as the light in her art.
I feel that if you are not creating at least a few things every year that are a little tortured in nature, then you're not really living your artistic life on Cape Cod.
One of her sculptures is a metal demon wielding a quahog rake while riding a finless fish.
Where this piece is really coming from is essentially a rage fantasy. I would be the demon, and this immobilized, pathetic, soft, fleshy fish represents all the individuals that are cashing in on Cape Cod.
Greta isn't afraid to talk about the harsher side of Cape Cod. She says people struggle to keep jobs in the winter, and many are affected by seasonal depression. The suicide rate on Cape Cod is 1.5 times higher than other parts of the state. In fact, Greta's father committed suicide when she was 15.
That is something that shows up in my art and my music, and it's never intentional. I just look or listen, and it's there. I'm not even at the point where I want to move on, and that was 15 or 16 years ago.
Her father built the quahog rake shop that Greta now runs with her mom and two other employees. She grew up there, learning to weld and use her imagination. It's a cold room. Everything is black and gray. Sharp-toothed rakes line the walls, and giant antique machines dominate the small space.
All of these machines are so quirky. Sometimes you have to beat them. That's what that noise you just heard was, me hitting part of the power supply with a dowel.
This night, the shop transforms with the project Greta is most proud of. It's an elaborate collage, but it isn't made of paper. It's made of people. It's an art collective called Big Collage. They make art together and put on community events. And it's open to anyone, even if they don't consider themselves artists.
I'm going to help out.
Yeah, I see two eager volunteers.
Yeah.
I would hope that creating things that create a sense of community for certain individuals might be one of those little things that, we can do to make life here not so hard and not so intimidating and also isolating.
Greta remembers her father collaborating with fishermen to come up with the perfect rake and says it's similar with art. When Big Collage works together, they stretch each other's imaginations. They've made trash sculptures, showcased fashionable wetsuits, and paraded in animal masks.
My customers have no idea the things that I build in here. They think we only build quahog rakes in here. But you'd be surprised.
Greta says her dream is that there will always be a space where people are free to say their wackiest ideas out loud, where people can be honest with their art and express the joy and the hardships of living on Cape Cod.
I waste all my wishes on that. Well, I hope that since I said it, it'll still come true. But every wish I have, I wish for the survival of Big Collage, for everybody's sake.